We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Breakfast Club.
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Come on, baby, don't play with it.
Wake up, wake up.
You think I'm gonna come here when this ain't hot?
DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
But what better place than here?
I think everybody should go on the Breakfast Club and start
That's
with that.
True, yes.
If you
want to
shake it up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
And our special guest co-host, Jess Hilarious. She's back.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. How are y'all?
Good morning, my sister, Jess Hilarious. Oh, how I missed you. I missed you.
Y'all so phony.
I did miss you, Jess.
We always miss you.
I miss y'all too. How you doing, Red? I miss you the most. Hi.
You missed him yesterday. He was the Puerto Rican Spider-Man.
He was, oh my God, the Puerto Rican Spider-Man.
Well, he Puerto Rican.
He Puerto Rican, Spider-Man.
Was
he Spider-Man.
That's, you came in as Spider-Man, for real? Yeah, oh my God, that's crazy, because I don't watch the show when I'm not here. So I didn't know. Oh my God.
Why weren't you Miles Morales, Red? I thought about this yesterday, because Miles Morales is actually Puerto Rican.
I feel a little like more like a... the white Spider-Man.
You look more like Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Pedro
yeah,
Parker.
He did. He did. Speaking of Puerto Rico, I went. I had a nice little escapade. I'm not going back.
Why not?
Puerto Rico, I just feel like, you know what? Because they are on American soil, those people don't... America don't care about... They can't care about Puerto Rico.
Why?
There's no way.
What you see?
I just...
tell us.
You know how you go to another island? Yeah, you know how you go to another island and you see, you know, lizards? There's a bunch of cats. I was like, damn, man, we definitely in, like, America. It's a bunch of cats. Like, they chasing lizards, ain't even trying to be around.
Yeah.
Like, oh, nah. Then
it
rained.
I get what you're saying.
It rained every day. Mm. Every day, which they can't control. But it's like... It's like they don't have no help over there. Like, they're not getting everything that they need. Even the people that work over there, they don't seem happy. It's like... I'm like, oh, no, nah, no. Nah, this is, they need to be taken care of in Puerto Rico. So I really feel bad.
I get what you're saying. It's like certain parts of Puerto Rico, you get there and you be like, I'd rather be in Miami or something.
Yeah, like I could have went to Miami to still be in USA. And then I felt bad for complaining about everything. I know they probably like, well, you're still in America, Goofy. I'm sorry. You could have went to Mexico. You'd have had all the fun.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'd enjoy yourself more.
Yeah, welcome to our world. We all come from Jersey. We not even Puerto Rican for real. You know what I'm saying?
We all come from Jersey.
Yeah, everybody asks. I say, y'all, they moved there from Jersey. I'm like, y'all know y'all can go back. Like, y'all don't have to be here suffering like this.
Damn.
Yeah. So I pray for Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Pray for Puerto Rico. Yeah. Well, salute to all the parents out there. I know y'all getting up, y'all tired. Y'all took your kids trick-or-treating. It was cold out there on the East Coast, so salute to all your parents. I was out there last night trick-or-treating with the kids.
And my wife told me she saw you.
And they always like, one more house. One more house. Let's go one more house. No, let's go back home. Yeah. I'm tired.
And y'all trick-or-treating around the rich houses, so y'all getting a lot.
That is not true.
That is
living a nice, modern
life. Let me
life.
Find out y'all took y'all kids to the hood to trick-or-treat. Not in Jersey. No, y'all didn't.
They got better candy.
Not in New York. No, y'all did.
That's where the edibles at. You go get edibles.
Yeah, right.
I seen Charlamagne's wife when I was getting there to trick-or-treat. She was leaving. She was
that
done.
She told me. She was what like, time I was done.
This
was early. It was early. It was still sunny out.
Oh, no.
She was like, hey, see y'all later. It was like, you're not starting. She was like, no, we finished.
Nope.
Good night.
Done.
I was like, damn.
Did she still check candy?
You know what's so crazy? She did something last night I never saw her do. She only let them keep 7 pieces of candy.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Well, what's the point of taking them trick-or-treating? So she went through the bag, let them keep 7 pieces and getting rid of the rest.
Oh.
We kind of did the same thing. We got all the candy.
You just never
when
know.
We got to the crib, we ordered pizza, and we kind of took the kids' candy, and we just had candy at the crib, and they didn't care.
Oh.
They just cared. They care more about seeing their friends and trick-or-treating. They don't really care about that.
And putting on the costume.
Putting on the costume.
I trust my wife, so whatever she's feeling, whatever black woman instinct she got that's telling her to do that, I'm going to ride with it.
Exactly. My son don't celebrate Halloween. He's like, why would I be somebody else? I don't want to be nobody else. So, okay, that's cool. So he never celebrated.
Really?
He never wanted to dress up. Nope.
Wow.
He don't eat candy. So I'm good for Halloween.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. When we come back, we got front page news. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. Charlamagne, you did the Daily Show last night. I seen our Rich Paul, right?
Ooh.
Rich Paul was on there last night. We'll talk about it.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. And let's get in some front page news. What up, Tez?
What's going on, DJ Envy, the queen, Jess Hilarious.
Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. And shout out to all Jess Hilarious fans. Let me say good morning to them. They don't play about Jess.
They don't. Nowhere.
Well, World Series, I don't know if you guys watch Major League Baseball, but right now the Texas Rangers are beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1. They won last night 11-7, so game 4 happens in Texas. I haven't been watching the World Series. I honestly don't care. Game 5 happens? Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan, and my Yankees are nowhere near it.
I told y'all I don't watch baseball. I used to like baseball, and everybody was on steroids. To me, it's boring now. But
oh my God.
I don't know if it's boring because I don't watch it, so don't listen to me.
Yeah, it's not boring. It's actually good. I've been keeping up.
That's a damn lie.
Well, let's jump right into front page news. Let's talk about the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah, an investigation reveals Chicago police officers being tied to the Oath Keepers. Take a listen.
The Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability wants an official investigation into allegations involving Chicago police officers and an extremist group. The Sun-Times reports that the panel has recommended the city's inspector general investigate officers who were named on an Oath Keepers list. It's tied to a recent WEZ, a Sun-Times report as well. It's been revealed there are 27 officers linked to the group. Earlier this week, Superintendent Larry Snelling vowed to investigate and root out officers with extremist ties. The Bureau of Internal Affairs says their internal investigation would be completed in less than 6 months.
Now, are the Oath Keepers like one of those white supremacist groups like the Proud Boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. For context, the Oath Keepers is an American far-right anti-government militia whose leaders have been convicted of vitally opposing the government of the United States, including the transfer of presidential power on January 6th. Some folks have even went to jail who are part of the Oath Keepers. So you're exactly right. That is the group.
I wonder what their oath is. What oath are they keeping? Uphold white supremacy? What is the oath?
I guess so. Mm. I guess so. That's what it looks like. But they what they found in the investigation, it was a three-part investigation. Like you just heard, it was 27 officers that were listed on the rolls of the Oath Keepers, which included 20 current military members as well. Now, at least nine are still at the department. And what they found on these officers is troubling records, including making racist comments on the job, conducting improper searches, and excessive force. And so a lot of these Oath Keeper work in departments like Special Operations Section, which was disbanded amid revelations that some members had committed robberies and alleged and the ringleader allegedly plotted to murder a colleague. The Chicago Police Department closed down the investigation, but did not take any action. That's what really is a big problem as well. So they launched a new investigation because, you know, they've been pressing them about these Oath Keepers. And as a side note, the Chicago police said that there's nothing, basically they didn't violate anything by being a Oath Keeper, even though the Oath Keepers are an anti-government stance. So trying to figure that out to see if that's, you know, if they're actually doing something wrong. And just a couple of FYI facts I want to give you about Illinois. The University of Chicago said that approximately 10 people are killed by law enforcement every year. Approximately 200 people are treated in hospitals every year for injuries, and $500 million have been paid out through the city of Chicago over the last 10 years on civil lawsuits. So I wanted to give you some stats on that, on what it really means when you have the saying about the bad apple, the one bad apple. This is what it looks like when you find out these guys are connected to.
You know, I was thinking, how come you never hear about street gangs going to war with gangs like the Oath Keepers? Because let's call it what it is. The Oath Keepers are a gang. You know, you use words like extremists, and it might sound a little bit fancier, I guess, but they're just a gang. So how come you never hear about the GDs and the Folks and the Bloods warring with them? Not saying we want any gang war, but how come you don't ever hear that?
Well, how do you war with the police?
Mm-hmm. Well, first
question
is,
how do you know police when they're not police?
Right. And then first, how do you even know who they are? You know, these people are working under, you know, police officers, but having other agendas, you know, and motives, which is what this is, you know, revealing. So,
damn. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that is front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, maybe you are tired last night because you were with the family, with the kids trick-or-treating.
I'm actually bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I got 7 hours of sleep last night.
And you were still late.
I was not. I got here at 5:57.
You got on the elevator same time that I got on the elevator. I always 5:57. Be running in here. You was running right in here with me.
Nope, you was in front of me.
What happened?
I was speed walking.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now here and tell you what it is.
We live?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? It's Alan, man. What's going on?
Alan, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, look, bro, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get ready to go to work.
That means
kids
nothing.
Kids ringing the bell at 10:30 at night, man. What is parents doing with their kids out at 10:30 at night in Newark, New Jersey, talking about trick or treat?
Oh, hell no. Nope, you no got way. To have a curfew in some place. First of all, you should have a curfew anywhere, but definitely in Newark. I wish I would open the door for somebody to mask in Newark after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Newark is dangerous after 6 o'clock.
I love Newark, though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, man, but, you know, it's rough out here, man. Trick or treating 10:30 at night.
Yeah, that's crazy. Good. Now, they open up the blocks at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is over in our neighborhood. 7 o'clock, go home.
Oh, see, not over here, man. You got all kind of goons and goblins out late night.
Hey, listen, you know I got a dispensary opening up in Newark, a dispensary and consumption lounge.
Yo, he don't care.
Wait a minute, bro.
Now let's talk about some goblins. Go ahead, brother.
Early next year, 799-805 Broad Street in Newark. It's called Hashtoria. Salute to Raekwon and Bakari Sellers. My partners, Jed and Josh. We opening up early next year.
That sounds like everybody, from, like a different person from every race. Raekwon, Jed, Josh. Like dang, I know that's right. You better capitalize.
Enrique.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
What's up? Hola, papi. Get out, Jesse. Talk about your country.
Hey, I just got out of work, man. I caught like the last 5 or 6 seconds of her talking, man. It hurt my feelings now. I'm Boricua.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No. Yeah. Oh, if you heard the last five seconds that I said pray for Puerto Rico.
That's what I said. I heard you say this was looking sad. My people looking bad.
No, I didn't say they look bad. I said they don't even look like they want to be there. It's just because now they share the same president as us, and they probably like, yo, this is what it's like being American.
They're very happy on the island. That's why us in the States pay to go there and enjoy the land that's currently being colonized by the American government.
Yes. You see, I said that as well. I just repeated exactly what you said. That's all.
I ain't catch that. I just got off a 12-hour shift. I put on the Breakfast Club per usual. Oh. And I heard, I was like, what's going on? Don't see they the Mexicans? The shit they had been in Mexico? Hey,
no,
I said. Oh, no, she got a Mexican dude taking her to Puerto Rico.
Wow. That is so funny.
Wow. Okay. I ain't hearing one line of man saying yet.
You're right. You're so right. I'm sorry, I'm still praying for your country, yo.
Enrique, thank you.
But you know what? I put them on the map, though, because you're right. It's real nasty over there, and it has a lot to do with the people taking our land, man, just like
exactly.
They did in Hawaii.
That's how I feel. That's why I know.
That's paradise. The people over there are really happy and humble. Get Bad Bunny on the Breakfast Club, y'all.
Thank you.
Listen, though.
All right,
hey, bro. I'm calling from Watsonville, Georgia, though, man. It's much love.
Have a good one.
There's a lot of people going to Puerto Rico for tax breaks, too, though.
Yeah, a lot of people live there for tax breaks.
You can go there for tax break. It's like 100% exemption on property taxes and all kind of crazy.
You just got to live there 6 months out the year.
Throughout the year. That's where Jake Paul live at.
Yep. That's where Alec Monopoly lives. A lot of people. A lot of people to save money.
Yep.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is your brother Prince Creed from the 757. I'm at it again, guys.
What's
Prince,
up, brother?
What up, King?
I want to talk to you. Peace, y'all. Hey, Charlamagne, man. And peace, Jess. My bad, man.
Hey,
babe. Funny, Jess. Oh, man, how's that a combination? Funny and beautiful. That's a hard one.
Thank you.
I know, look, man. I wake up like every morning, yo.
That's not you. He's not talking about you.
I'm talking about Jess, man. Charlamagne, slow your roll, Black. But let me talk about you, Charlamagne. Last night, I caught the tail end of the Daily Show. First of all, you funny, bro, too, man. I'm not going to lie, man.
Thank you, brother.
I thought you was a little nervous in the beginning, but you mad funny, mad smart. But what happened to your show, bro? Didn't you have a show?
Yeah, we got canceled.
Damn.
We got canceled.
I can't say no,
nothing. We got canceled after two seasons. Wow. I don't know what to tell you. We got canceled.
What? Oh, man. Yo. You know what? This is what I'm going to recommend. This is the only recommendation. You got Jess. She mad funny, mad beautiful. You need to pitch that show again, man. Bring that show back, bro. Let's fight for that show, bro.
I thought
it was mad funny. You know what I mean? I thought, you know, it had all the things it needed, man. Cancellation, bro. Let's do our own, bro.
Definitely. I'm loving this. He's looking like he's afraid to do that, sir. But I'm definitely gonna talk him into doing that.
Hello? I'm trying to get... Oh, you know, I'm about to say something I ain't got no business saying.
Don't.
No, I was just going to say I'm... Never mind.
Don't.
No, I was just going to say I'm trying to get... Never mind.
Shut your ass up.
Don't. Yeah, right.
Shut your ass up.
No.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Big G, man.
Big G, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey. Hey, man, I just want to call and tell y'all, boy, good morning. Charlamagne,
843
in the building.
What's up, brother?
Jeff, we ain't chilling, man. Jeff Hilarious, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, DJ Envy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to pay my respect to y'all, boy, man. You know, I like what y'all do in the morning. I ain't on my way to work, so, you know.
What's going on in the Chuck this morning?
A little bit of nothing.
A little bit of nothing. Absolutely. Thank you for calling,
brother. Ain't no problem, man. Y'all take it easy.
Yes, sir.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, Jess, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about? Give us a little tease.
I don't know what to talk about first. It's so much going on. Why is Academics playing with everybody?
Oh, boy.
My God.
That's what we starting?
Yeah, we starting with that.
All right. We'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Salute to all the parents out there. I know some of y'all waking up, you're tired. You took the kids trick-or-treating. You had to go through all the candy and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
You keep saying they tired like they was out 11 o'clock at night or something.
Oh, they was. My MUA, that's why I don't have a beat face today. Thank God I'm just naturally pretty because she took our kids out and they was out 12 o'clock in the morning. I'm like,
why?
Yo.
They went to the club.
They ain't going to trick-or-treating. Nah, but you got to walk. You got to walk house to house. It's a long day.
Yes.
If you got little kids, you should be out there at a reasonable hour.
And they in Brooklyn.
Oh, Lord.
Damn. Well,
see, New York is different. New York, you don't start trick-or-treating until it gets dark. Jersey, when it gets dark, that's when you're done.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, God bless everybody in New York then.
Jesus.
And everybody around the country.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
News is real.
This is the rumor report.
I don't do that. Stop.
It's just for the mess. And this is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference.
Saucy Santana is beefing with DJ Academics. Who ain't beefing with DJ Academics? He's always in a problem. This time he sparked with the wrong person. So, of course, following the City Girls interview, DJ Academics, he had a lot to say, you know, but they got a friend that don't play about them. And Saucy had some things to say to them. But before Saucy had something to say to him, DJ Academics that came in, we got audio. What'd he say?
What's going on, man? Let's everybody know, man, I'm cool with the LGBT community, but no body man like Saucy Santana could talk to me. He spit in your face, nigga. Me and you couldn't even have a conversation. Boy, you need to go get right with God, nigga. Go get right with your mentality. Look in that mirror, nigga. Figure out what the going on with yourself. And we ain't indicting all homosexual people or people who are whatever, but a like you, we know you got a mental illness, my boy.
Wow. Now I want them to jump on his head, because what happened? All right, anyway, my bad. When Saucy caught wind of what Academics had to say, he hopped on his social media to clap back and chow. Let's just say, let's just listen. What'd he say?
Pull up to your headquarters. I want to go to the motherfucking headquarters. I want to meet you in the club. I want to meet you in the field. I want to meet you in the streets. That's what the you want to do. And after I beat you, I'm going to you on your ass, because you a bitch ass.
Let's get it.
What? Let me tell you something. You are never, ever.
That scared me.
In your mother effing life, outread a gay man.
No.
Okay? A gay man going to read you down.
Yes.
Okay? And act, you better stand down. A man tell you he going to beat your ass and then penetrate it? Believe it.
And pull up to your headquarters, not the basement. Not pull up to where I'm always at. Like, DJ Academics told Saucy to pull up to the headquarters. I ain't going to lie. That's the first time he invited a man to do that. Like, hey, DJ Academics ain't never seen nobody pull up, so we might want to see what's up with Saucy.
You gonna beat me up and then penetrate me?
Yes, I'm loving it, and I'm all for seeing something like that happen to like DJ that? Academics.
You said it like bye 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 bye.
Yeah, I'm loving it because he is a BBW. That's what Saucy Santana called this man, a big black woman. Yes, that's what DJ Academics is. Well, that's what he tries to be. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm about to give you 25 minutes tonight.
Oh, well. It ain't like he ain't never doing it before.
Yeah, he's going to be on YouTube giving you 25 minutes tonight.
But I tell you one thing. He ain't going to tell me pull up, because I ain't what he like. Because a man knows what a man needs. And he going to get it all smoking and piping and hot from Saucy Santana. He want to be bent over. I believe he does. Anyway,
Jesus,
all right.
Jess.
We moving. I don't care. We moving on.
What you mean you want to be bent over? You crazy.
Dude, Saucy. I mean, no.
You
no. DJ
like
Academics
would lose the fight
to be
on
bent over.
Like, you crazy.
I would love to see it. Anyway, Diddy reacts to rumors that he wanted to fight Will Smith. So look, a few weeks ago, I even reported this up here at Breakfast Club, that Diddy's former bodyguard, Gene Deal, he went on a podcast and shared a story about Diddy wanting to fight Will Smith and Jada. Well, Will Smith, because they wanted to snatch up Jennifer Lopez. Now, he went on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and this is what Jimmy asked him.
I saw a guy on the internet the other day who said he used to be your security guard, who said that when you were dating J-Lo, Will Smith and Jada tried to pick her up on a threesome and you were going to beat up Will Smith. Is that true?
Yo, this show has gotten crazier since the last time I was.
It's all about love, though. That's not true.
You really heard that?
Nah. Well, yeah, I watched it on the internet. You're telling me I can't believe everything I read?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Jimmy, I thought we was friends. Where did this go?
I'm not going to lie. I was shocked Jimmy Kimmel asked that question.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I hate it. Yeah. I don't like it.
Because usually internet fodder like that don't make it to shows like Jimmy Kimmel.
Nope.
Jimmy think he on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Jimmy is AKA like. The shade firm.
No fact.
Exactly. Like, no fact checking nothing. Just
yeah, and if Taylor Swift was up there, would she get asked something like that? If who else he'd be having he has a whole caliber of stars that come up there. But don't ever ask. I just felt like, what?
You know what? I don't. Maybe, because when you think about the story, all the people involved is Will Smith, is Jada.
Yeah, it's but
J-Lo.
You're asking me on a show like this about a threesome from another couple of couple. Because he said the threesome word, because they were trying to get. It's
Will and Jada allegedly was trying to get with J-Lo. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's even a better way to say it, or to even like you've been doing this for years. I imagine that you can think of a more professional way to ask about some internet gossip. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I just. That makes me like, ew, Jimmy.
Well, how big did that story get? It didn't get that big, right? With the security guard asking that question, right?
No, I was the first one to report on it. But, yeah, my bad. But, yeah, so obviously it is. So, obviously, Jimmy be watching me.
Yeah, he be watching. He be watching.
Well, Jimmy does watch The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Jimmy Kimmel's show a couple of times. Well, Once I think I've been on there.
Okay, Flex. What did he ask you? Right.
What did he ask me? I forgot, man. I don't even remember what he asked.
Exactly. Don't nobody remember Charlamagne. All right, you was up there. Damn. I was up there. He asked me. You don't even remember.
I remember this year or last year. I don't remember.
Yeah, but my thing is, the man got an album. He got liquor. He got all types of stuff. And you choose. And then he was like, I saw something on the internet. Like, man. Jimmy, come on now. Is your ratings losing some or something? What's going on? Because we can't do this.
You got to go viral by any means.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Khloe Kardashian accused of blackfishing in Halloween costume. Just real quick, Kim and Khloe and a couple of their friends decided to dress up like Bratz dolls for Halloween. And I ain't really too much worried about Kim, because we know Kim been tanning for years, so sometimes her, it may come off a little permanent. She's a little darker. But Khloe was blacker than Kim. How you going to look blacker than Kim?
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
That look like Kim.
That looks like Kim. She's just a couple shades darker, so she's they like little Beyoncé's out here. And I just was
how
like...
How you feel about it?
I feel like, for Kim, okay, because Kim been doing this, but Khloe, no, I mean...
But they sisters.
Why yeah, they are sisters. Clapping? I don't
standing
like it.
Ovation to Jess Hilarious. I don't know if she went to Puerto Rico and started practicing reading, but that was flawless just now. That Jess with the mess.
Thank you.
She was reading off the paper. And she was throwing her a opinion in there. Yeah. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah. On that note,
leave it right there. Leave it right there. Leave it right there. Leave it right there. Just leave it right there. That is just with the mess. And that is just with the mother effing mess. She about to go do another one. No, you don't. Right, that is just with the mess.
Wow, spirit is
There you go. All right. When we come back, Tesla and Figaro will be joining us for Front Page News. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Let me tell y'all something about technical difficulties in radio.
Yes.
Technical difficulties in radio is we are a live show.
That's right.
But we do some pre-taped segments.
That's right.
And Front Page News is a pre-taped segment.
Well, pre-taped meaning we taped it 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because usually Teslin is on the West Coast, so...
And somebody erased it. Why, yes. I don't know. Right. You know, sometimes I think we are a nationally syndicated morning show in 100 markets. Sometimes I think we just some college radio kids trying to figure it out.
Which is crazy.
Well, how much are they
getting? They didn't even turn your mic on.
Yeah, they didn't turn your mic on.
Your mic ain't even on.
They didn't even turn your mic on.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
I said, well, how much are they getting paid? Y'all wanted me to bleep that. That's crazy.
All right. Well,
that is crazy. How a whole segment just get erased?
Just gone.
Dang.
All right. Well, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Yesterday, the game, the rapper The Game, was trending. Mm-hmm. And that's because he was asking people their opinion on his daughter's Halloween costume.
Yeah.
They believe some people said it was inappropriate. Game was just asking their permission. So if you don't know...
Their permission?
Oh, he was asking their, I should guess, their opinion, I
perspective
should say.
Perspective or
their
what perspective. They thought about it, yeah.
So okay. If you don't know, she was wearing a crop top.
Mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys, baby. Drop on the clues box for my Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
And kind of like the football spandex that the players wear.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I didn't like it because it was Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
She could have picked any other team out there, and that would have been fine. But we're going to take your questions and take your opinions. 800-585-1051. Yesterday, he was trending. Like I said, people were upset that she was wearing a crop top. She's 13 years old. Uh-huh. So let's ask your opinion.
800-585-1051. It's like a conversation for fathers with daughters, right? And, you know, of course, women, you know, but it's like, you ain't got no daughter. I don't want to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, I don't have no daughter.
No, but you were
I'm
a daughter. Daughter.
Yeah. I am a daughter. What you mean? What, I'm a son now? No. What the? First of all, you were a daughter. First of all, you don't play with me.
But you're a grown woman now.
Okay.
What I mean.
Yeah. Still a grown daughter.
But you're still a daddy's girl.
I didn't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I just...
She wasn't doing sexy poses. She wasn't doing anything inappropriate. Sexy poses, she's a kid. She's 13 years
some
old.
Some 13-year-olds are built more developed correct. Than other 13-year-olds, and I think Game's daughter is one of those. She's definitely full-figured. Very, you know, she's blossoming.
She can't help that, though.
No, she can't help that. She can't help that, but that's why you can help what you wear when you are developing quicker than, you know, faster than others. And then crop tops, I don't know, it's just... Maybe if everything wasn't so provocative and everything wasn't so sexualized these days, then I don't know.
I feel like that's the dynamic, though, right?
Because
as a father, I feel like I'm always complaining. about what my oldest daughter is wearing. You know what I mean? But then I feel like that's a conversation for her and her mother. I'm gonna complain about everything. Everything is too revealing.
But is the stomach that sexy? Where if they show up the stomach, it's like, oh my gosh, the stomach is that sexy. And the reason I say that is my daughter does dance, right?
Right.
And you know anybody that if your kids do dance, you wear the crop tops, you wear the half thing. Where my
same thing. My daughter's a competitive cheerleader.
They wear it all the time. So for me, it's not something that's weird because my daughter wears it all the time, every weekend on stage.
But that's what I was saying earlier behind the scenes. Like my daughter. The competitive cheerleader, so it's the same thing. Like I thought all that was for comfort, the crop tops and what's that stuff you be selling, Jess? The Doctor Who?
Doctor Who. It's Doctor Who, and it's a fitness line, and it's compression gear.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but none of it is crop. You know what I'm saying?
But it's form-fitting.
It is definitely form-fitting. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. Nowadays, I just don't want to see a 13-year-old in a crop top. But depending on where she is, I don't know.
But how do you tell a 13-year-old, you know, if let's say she's in dance or she's cheerleading, that she can wear it for cheerleading and dance, but if she wants to wear it as a Halloween costume, she can't.
Because first of all, when you in the cheerleading and dance, you somewhere in school with other kids, and you're not, you know what I'm saying, online, you're under everybody's eyes. Everybody see you. You're trick-or-treating. You going to somebody's house. You in the hood. Well, I don't know. Gang
I'm sure she's not in the hood.
Yeah, I just think
it just depends on where you are in these days and times. Yeah. I don't know.
And I just think it's tough when you're a father and your little girl starts to grow.
I mean, I don't like the dance outfits, but it's dance. They have to. Yeah. There's nothing you can do.
I just think it's hard when you're a father and your little girl starts to grow.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, man, it's my little girl.
And everybody grows differently. Like I said, Game Daughter, she's going to be one of those blossomers. Developing of her body took off.
But let's take some phone calls. We'll do it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
Hey, y'all.
Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're talking about the rapper, The Game. Now, yesterday he was trending because he asked questions about his daughter. His daughter was getting a Halloween costume. She picked it herself. And she was, I guess you could say, like a cowboy. A cowboy player. She had the leggings like a cowboy. Mm-hmm. She had
a crop top, like a cowboy player, Dallas Cowboy, bro.
Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Yeah, because you say cowboy, people think the hat and the boots and all of that.
No, she was a Dallas Cowboy dancer. Now, I was upset she picked Dallas Cowboy on every football team. It could have been the Rams, the Chargers, the Giants, the Jets. Why Cowboys?
Yeah.
Ugh. But people were upset, saying that it was too sexy, that it was inappropriate. So we're just asking, what are your thoughts? 800-585-1051. We'll start with you, Jess.
Well, I felt like it was inappropriate. It's inappropriate because all 13-year-olds are not built the same. You know, some develop faster than others. Or like I said, quicklier. That's the word that I made.
Quicklier?
Up.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Quicklier.
You know, some people develop quicklier than others. Mm-hmm. So, but when I was 13, I was not wearing crop tops. I just wasn't. Belly button out, all of that.
And you then still dressing like a
I definitely was.
I seen old pictures of you.
Very much. First of all, what?
Wow.
You sent it to me.
That's a little stab.
Yeah, but don't be trying to act like
you had all the holes.
Yeah, very much.
Dressed like a little stud.
Wow.
You
definitely used to dress like a stud. Oh my God. Not stud. But yeah.
Why you point to your best friend like that? You foul. What's going on here?
You gonna point at Sheena like that?
But no, I felt like it was inappropriate.
But see, my thing is, you know, my daughter does dance, so she wears that every weekend regardless, because that's part of their outfit. So how do you tell a girl who's innocent that she can't wear it she has to wear it to dance, but she can't wear it when she wants to go to
You don't tell her. You let her mama
tell her. And she's with you. She's not trick-or-treating on her own.
Right. I guess. I don't know, because like I said before the break, I said it depends on where you are.
It's not like she's showing cleavage. It's like, is your stomach sexy? Like, you know what I mean? She's not showing cleavage.
Yes, stomachs are sexy.
Belly buttons are sexy?
Yeah, especially mine. I got this nice six-pack, and believe me, it's been here since I was a little teenager, too, because, you know, I always was fit. But, yeah, I don't know. And then men be looking at girls younger now, and I don't know. You'll never know how old somebody is until they tell you. I don't know.
I think as a father, man, it's just going to always be a losing battle.
It's going to be hard.
Because, you know, you always going to look at your little girl as a little girl.
Correct.
And then when little girls start developing and becoming, you know, young women, you like, God, everything looks wrong. You know what I mean? Like, you know how many outfits I complain about that my daughter is wearing? And they're probably not even that crazy. But you know, I'm a dad.
But your your daughter does cheerleading, so she wears the crop top and stuff like that.
But that's appropriate for, like you said, it's context.
So how do you tell that?
But how do you tell your daughter? Yeah, you can wear it for cheerleading, but if she wants to wear it for a Halloween costume, let's say she wants to be a cheerleader for Halloween, is there a problem?
Why would she be a cheerleader for Halloween?
Because some kids want to be cheerleaders. Some girls want to be cheerleaders.
She is a cheerleader.
But if she wants to wear the same costume, is there a problem?
Yes, I'd be very upset that you are a cheerleader and want to be a cheerleader for Halloween.
You know, his older daughter act just like that. That is right there. Why would I be a cheerleader, Dad? I would never do that. Yeah, that's exactly how she is.
Do act like that.
To the phone lines. Rashida, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Rashida. What's your thoughts? What's your opinion?
All right, so I just want to say I'm a mom of a 14-year-old, and I feel like her outfit was perfectly fine because at this age, like in this day and age, this is what the kids wear.
So you wouldn't have a problem with it?
I would not. I mean, even though at 13, I was kind of skeptical, but I mean, other kids are wearing it, so.
Okay.
Well, other kids are swinging it.
I just think it's a losing battle when you're a father, man. The kids going to do what they want to do. Could anybody tell you what you wanted to wear?
No. And I also didn't. Other kids is wearing it. Like, I was more so in my house, I don't care what other kids is wearing. That's what my mom and my dad was more so like. Nowadays, you know, it's different. We just clearly heard Rashida say, other kids are doing it, so it's okay.
Yeah, but see, but the problem with, I don't know in these other people's household, but I'm the one that's buying the clothes.
Right.
So my wife is the one that's buying the clothes. So my wife is going to buy what she thinks is suitable for my kids.
Yeah.
So if my wife don't find it to be suitable, she ain't buying it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But I think my oldest daughter, all of them have the independence to pick out what they want. But I think if my wife thought it was too inappropriate, she would
have wouldn't.
She wouldn't let her get it.
Got it. Right.
Hello, who's this?
C-Styles.
C-Styles, what's your opinion, bro?
Hey, how you doing? I'm out here in the beach, but yeah, man, I got a problem with the little girl dressing up, like, you know, sending off, like, stripper vibes.
Damn.
If you're looking at that little girl like that, something wrong with you.
You see, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, you got to think about it. They putting pasties, diamonds, and stickers all on these little girls. And you got to admit, man, when you see these little girls, you kind of shocked. Like, who let them come out the door like that?
By the way, it's also Halloween. Can we keep that in mind?
Yeah, but still, no 13-year-old should be wearing no pasties.
No day.
Games daughter wasn't wearing pasties, but, you know, but yeah, I get it. Like, there should be no 12-year-old, 13-year-old wearing pasties and having that cleavage out. I agree with that, but that's not what Games daughter was wearing.
Yeah, imagine what he's saying. Halloween was just last night. He's traumatized by something, obviously.
Look, I had my light off. I ain't want none of them knocking on my door.
Period.
Because he had his light off.
Period.
God damn.
800. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. What? Like, he was just like, it's a lot. It's a lot now because it's online. So he could see it just like another guy could see it who actually that turned somebody on.
Like
you're
saying
there's
child predators online.
Yeah, it's just like, it's different when your kids are doing cheerleading and dancing. Okay, they're at the competitions with the rest of their friends. They're cheerleading captains and all that stuff. But out in the world, it's just different.
By the way, you know what's so crazy? Even at those cheerleading competitions, you know, you get beat up. Like, there's predators that come to these competitions just to observe young ladies. So that, I mean, that's stuff that, you know, security guards and everybody look out for at these competitions. Because why are you a grown-ass man just wandering
around?
Ain't
got no kids.
And you don't have no kids in this competition. Nothing.
Word up.
So. 800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the game, the Rapida game. Now, he was trending yesterday because he was talking about his daughter's Halloween outfit and asking if it was inappropriate. We'll discuss more when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the rapper The Game. He was trending yesterday. He was talking about his daughter's Halloween outfit. She was dressed as a Dallas Cowboy, which really hurt my heart. I don't know. Out of all the football squads and NFL teams, she could have picked anybody, but she picked those
guys. What if that's our team, Envy?
That's right. That is America's team. That's my team.
That's not America's team.
It's definitely America's team. It's been America's team forever.
Yeah, trash-ass team. But anyway, she was dressed as a Dallas Cowboy, and people thought that it was inappropriate. They, you know, she wore a crop top, and they had a problem with it. Me, personally, I mean, my daughter wears every week in a dance. She wears that same type of outfit. So it's hard to tell a child who's innocent, who's not thinking about that, that you can wear it every weekend for dance and to practice and all this other stuff. Yeah. But if she wants to wear it to emulate her favorite team, that it's a problem, you know?
Well, how old is your daughter?
Which one?
The one that you're talking about. Oh, both of them do dance?
No, so one is 21. I got a 10-year-old that dances and a 7-year-old that dances.
Oh, so 10-year-old wears, they have the crop tops too?
A dance, yeah.
Okay.
It's a form-fitting outfit where it shows, you know, it cuts off their stomach, but you can see their stomach and belly button, but they wear it for dance. They wear it for competition. That it's protocol.
I would say, Charlamagne, I heard you say something earlier. He was like, they wear it for comfort. Like, I don't see what's comforting about a crop top.
I didn't know. I thought crop tops were comfortable.
No, you've worn them before. Don't sit up here and act like you.
Okay.
You
know,
I don't know. My daughter. No, you've worn them and you know when you feel that little back draft going up your back or that little belly button get cold, you'd be like, oh, I wish I had a longer shirt. Don't fool me.
Let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
What up? This is your boy June from the Daily Rapper Crew. What's good, y'all?
What up, brother? Talk to us.
I was just having a disagreement with my lady, man, because I got an 11-year-old daughter. And she feels like, you know, she's a little girl. Nobody's looking at her like that. And, you know, as fathers, we try to, you know, keep our daughter's innocence because the trajectory of how young ladies are being portrayed nowadays, you don't want the out there doing this too early.
Yeah.
That's right. Man, what you just said is so
true.
Just you just put in the words what I've been trying to say all morning. It's like when you see your daughter your daughter has a certain level of innocence. So when you see her starting to grow and starting to develop, like you don't want anybody to look at her other than the innocent little girl that she is. But you know, when they start to grow and they start to develop, you know that the world is going to start to see them differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That drives you crazy as a father.
Mm-hmm. And then like what he said that his wife said, his girl said, she a little girl, nobody looking at her. No, that's all the more reason why they be, why some, a lot of guys be looking at her. The innocence. They don't want these older women no more. It's
but
crazy.
You also don't want your daughter to feel a way about her body, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Don't. You don't.
But that's why I say it's a losing battle when you're a dad.
I know.
You can complain about the clothes.
Yeah.
And then when the daughter says to you, why?
Yeah.
Man, talk to your daughter. Talk to your daughter, please.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Hello, Sabrina?
Hey, Sabrina. Good morning. Sabrina. What's your opinion, Sabrina?
Good morning. Okay. Charlamagne and I don't know the female's name. I'm sorry.
That's Jess Hilarious.
Oh, that's Jess? Yes.
Damn, why I sound like
no,
Justin
we're not going to do
what
that.
Happened. I'm good.
We're not going to do that. We over-sexualizing the belly. Come on now.
We over-sexualizing the belly?
Well, yes.
Oh, no, that was him talking about the belly. That wasn't me.
No, I said...
No, that was me.
I said the belly's not... I never knew the belly to be sexy as a child or a belly button.
Everything.
It's not cleavage. It's not, you know what I mean?
I mean, but it is. It is. As a child, that was... I had a small waist. I had a big butt. You know, I had some nice size boobs. Mm-hmm. So I wore crop tops. I did. That was my thing.
Right.
And I'm talking about... I'm an 80s baby. So, you know, I grew up in the 90s. And, I was wearing crop tops. So raising a daughter... When she was 13, yes, she started wearing crop tops. And I had to defend her against everybody. And what we're not going to do is make her feel bad about her body. It's not her fault that she's 13 and she's a size 1 and she got double D's and, you know, she wants to wear her crop tops.
I agree.
Absolutely not.
I agree with you.
Okay. I have to make her feel good about her body. You know, and that, like at 16, we started talking about, did she want a breast reduction when she gets of age? And that was the thing, you know. So I'm not going to talk about how she dresses and what she wants to express, how she wants to express herself. But yeah, crop tops is not, that's not a thing. And I do understand how the world is more sexualized than it was when I was growing up. So I just watch it more. But no, I'm not going to do that to her. No, crop tops is nothing wrong with that. And especially as a Halloween costume. That baby girl look good.
All right, that's fine. That's your opinion. You disagree with mine, and that's I understand yours. I just don't agree with it. That's all.
Jesus.
That's it. She got it. She got that.
But yeah, I'm just saying, I just want to tune in. And Jess, you raising a boy.
Yeah, I am. I'm raising a boy. And I have a lot of smaller little cousins, and I was 13 too before, mama.
I know.
You was 13?
Definitely was 13.
You came out 20.
Yeah, like she said, when she was younger, she was, small waist, big all. How you going to turn around and say, oh, we ain't sexualizing her? You just told us everything sexually about you when you was younger. You liked it. And now you're defending it because your daughter is doing the same thing. Oh, we not about to do that. No, you don't have to do that. I'm disagreeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right, well, what's the moral of the story?
Man, the moral of the story is, man, the game said something real in this caption, man. The game said, to all the fathers with beautiful daughters, I feel your pain. That's the moral of the story, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a losing battle.
It's always going to be a losing battle. Even and when I have a daughter, I will still feel the same way. I imagine I would feel just like you feel. Like, it's like, do I tell her no? But do I... Like, I have a little sister. Mm-hmm. She's 19, ma'am. I have a little sister. Some things I don't like that she wear. But I'm like, do I tell her no? Because I wore some of the same things when I was 19. Yeah. But I was also... looked at by older men too. Started liking older men. You know what I mean?
That's
so it's
actually
just
the older men fault though. You putting the blame on the little girl. Like,
yeah,
what's the little
I'm not
girl
blaming
being a
little
girl?
Girl.
But I would also tell the fathers out there, be present.
Yeah,
be
in
your daughter's life.
Absolutely.
Be in your daughter's life. I will take my daughter trick-or-treating until she don't want to go no more. It is what it is. Be present in your daughter's life, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
First of all, I just bit my sandwich, so we're going to have to find out when we come back. Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Jesus Christ. Jess is here, guys. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, you are.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Jess Hilarious. We are the Breakfast Club now.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Charlamagne was on The Daily Show last night. He was hosting again.
Yeah, I'm hosting The Daily Show all week until Thursday. Last night, my guest was Mr. Rich Paul.
I shout out to Rich Paul.
Yeah, Rich Paul was on. You know Rich Paul, did you see him on Club Shay Shay? Y'all saw him on Shannon Sharp Show?
No.
Club Shay Shay? Do we have... Do we, We have that. Let's play that from last night. This is last night on The Daily Show.
Okay. I saw you recently on Club Shay Shay.
It's fun.
You was on their line.
I did not lie.
You were on their line.
I did not lie.
Roll the clip.
Roll the clip. I will say this. Now laugh if you want to. I'm one of the best shooters, though. Even still to this day. And I'd take my chance. If I was in the 1 of 450, I'd be at the top. It's guys like me, Steph, Clay.
Clay who?
Thompson. Who else is going to be? Dane.
This man talk about he shoot like
Dane. If you just talk to shooting, this is the class I'm in.
Who's a bigger liar? You or LeBron?
Here's the thing. First of all, I'm not lying. As a friend of mine, Charlamagne, you shouldn't say that on national TV. Because I'm not.
I have no proof to back up you can shoot like Steph.
That's why you should not say I'm lying. Here's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
He asked a specific question. I gave a specific answer. And the key word, if this is a word problem, Shannon would have failed. He would have got it wrong.
Okay.
Shooting. I didn't say playing. I didn't say accolades. I said shooting. So the point I'm trying to make is, if you want to shoot jump shots with me, you have to be a pro.
So a game of horse.
Man, stop it. Stop.
No.
You don't have to play no more.
I'm confused.
What?
You be lying too. You say you look like Morris Chestnut. And nobody
all the time.
The difference between me and everybody else, I tell you when I'm lying. I just tell you to believe me even when I'm lying.
Yeah.
Okay?
You do. You tell the truth about it.
A person that is honest about lying is a person you can trust.
Yeah.
Yesterday you said you were Ric Flair, but you look more like George Washington.
It was Halloween. Okay. Well, salute to Rich Paul. You see, I got on my Clutch Athletic
shout to Rich Paul.
Hoodie this morning, man.
Pick up his book if you haven't picked it up
lucky
already.
Lucky me. It's a New York Times bestseller. Big CEO energy. Rich Paul is a big guy out here. Big dog.
I just want to say congratulations for going out for a spot. A gas hosting spot. That's
thank
great.
You, Jess.
Drop the clues bombs for him being a gas host somewhere. So how is it going to feel when you don't get the job?
I'm not trying to get the job.
How does it feel?
Oh,
okay.
I'm just
saying, how does it feel?
Oh, okay. You know when somebody's going somewhere? Yeah, like, I felt she was going somewhere. She was like, congratulations. Yeah.
I'm not trying to get the job. I'm just doing it for the week. It's a fun thing to do.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely proud of you because Daily Show is big. That's what's up, Bravo.
Daily Show is big. Daily Show is big. I don't know what you're talking about, Jess.
There's something coming after this, Jess. That's why that skin looking good like that. No, for real. Because you remember last time, a couple weeks ago, I was up here. I was like, what's going on? You eating a little cheese? But now, he went to the dermatologist to be on the Daily Show. He went to, he went back to Dr. Natasha to get right.
Dr. Natasha Sandy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, we got Jess with the mess coming up. What are we talking about?
And her news is real, allegedly.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy what I'm going to tell you all about.
She's about to lie. She don't even know what you're talking about.
They ain't give me my stuff yet.
Sam, bring it in here. I'm hosting the Daily Show again tonight, 11 p.m. Tonight, our guest is former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley.
All right.
Yes. She's running for president, too.
Jess with the mess is next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello. How y'all doing?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Told y'all it's so juicy. Listen, let's get to it.
We are the Breakfast Club. Jess is here. Let's get to Jess with the mess.
Hurry.
News is real. News is real. Jess Hilarious. Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
This is the Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop.
It's Jess with the mess. And this is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference.
Hey, y'all, what's up? So, Marcus Jordan wants his dad, Michael Jordan, to be his best man when he marries Larsa Pippen. This is interesting. Michael Jordan's son, Marcus, recently spoke on wedding plans with Larsa Pippen during an interview, and this was what was said. Red player.
When's the wedding, you guys?
It's in the works. This is my go-to saying right now. You know, I don't think we have, like, a date. We're still talking about locations and how party size and all of that stuff, so it's not really concrete yet, but it'll happen.
Do you want your dad to give a toast at your wedding? How does this work?
Yeah, you know, look, I was the best man at his wedding, and the best man at my brother's wedding, and so obviously we'll keep that tradition going is my thoughts on it.
So they never officially confirmed being engaged, but they openly speak about wedding plans. What's interesting about this audio is Michael Jordan publicly shared that he disagreed with their relationship with TMZ when they asked him about it. This is what he said. We got Michael Jordan audio.
Hey, Mr. Jordan, what do you think about Marcus and Larsa Pippen together? You approve of it?
No.
You don't approve? Do you think he's going to ask her to marry him?
All right, so he just straight up said no. And we didn't have to play the audio, but I just seen audio right there, so I just wanted Red to do an extra job.
So do you be a best man in a wedding you don't approve of? even though that's your son?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You're supposed to. Now, all right. Now, for the reason why this story is being reported, for people who don't know, Larsa Pippen is an OnlyFans star, and she's the ex-wife of Scottie Pippen. All right.
What I just had to
throw it
out.
I just had to throw it out there. I have to get people.
I ain't never heard
context.
Of that.
I never heard no OnlyFans star.
Yeah, she is. Well, now that's why I'm just with Domestic News is real.
Mm-hmm.
Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, they played for the Chicago Bulls together, you know, mm-hmm. for 10 seasons. And then Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen have had a rocky friendship over the years. Yep. Larsa Pippen is 49 and Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son, is 32. Now, Michael Jordan seen this lady with Scottie Pippen. And right. then it's like, I seen you, like, and now you're marrying my son and I'm supposed to be the best man. So that is why it's a little...
It's a little crazy, but you gotta ride with your son regardless. If he wants you to be the best man, you gotta be the best man. But my question is, does she change her last name?
Pippen Jordan.
Wow.
What if she keep it? Double time.
That's hard.
That is. That'll be hard.
Could imagine if they have kids.
Like have a kid. Ooh. Your last name Pippen Jordan.
Yo, you cannot be trash in basketball if your last name Pippen Jordan.
Pippen Jordan.
Nope. You got to be involved in basketball in some way, shape, or form.
Could you imagine your grandfather Scottie Pippen and your grandfather Michael Jordan?
And your grandfather Michael Jordan.
That's what that would be?
Yeah, yes. If they had a baby.
Well, not
oh,
really.
Oh, no.
No, because Michael Jordan.
I was about to
cause,
say. Y'all confused me.
Yeah, I confused myself.
That's nigga family math. That's I'm like, what? How would that be that?
Anyway, Spirit, listen, we're moving on because this is a good one. Spirit Airlines announces direct flights to Tulum. Oh my God, y'all. So now all the girlies can go to Tulum without the layovers.
Charlie, where's Tulum?
I don't know. Oh, Mexico.
He didn't know at first.
No, it was Mexico.
He knew.
I don't want to go to Tulum if I got a ride Spirit. I don't want to go nowhere if I got a ride Spirit.
What?
I'm with you. That's a long flight. Well, especially from the East Coast. That's a long flight on Spirit.
Well, listen, after going to Puerto Rico, I would definitely take Spirit up to send me to Tulum.
No, Spirit don't got no seats.
That's they can do.
So what,
they got like rows, like benches. You know how you have like a park bench?
You just sit.
I'm sitting on both sides of the plane.
That's not true.
For real?
He's lying.
So you've been on there?
Once. But no, actually, they canceled my flight and never refunded me my money. I got beef with Spirit forever because of that.
But how you know that it's Rose? Like, how
I
you know
the inside of it? Somebody took a picture.
He a liar. He used to ride back and forth.
He's lying.
He's lying. Allegedly. Yep. He used to get flued out. All right. Joss Hilarious will be hosting Jocelyn's Cabaret Reunion of Zeus. Yep, we got audio. Play that red. Wait.
Since the show, the girls have been online talking nonstop. But tonight, they're going to spill it all on this reunion stage.
So dramatic.
Here with me to sort this all out, Miss Jess Hilarious.
Hi, Jess.
What are you doing?
Any expectations? Anything?
Because you just never know what the cabaret goes.
Is this a couple?
I think it is. They want to hold hands.
And we together, but we not together.
All right, we can stop. We can cut it down because I don't want it.
They flew Jess to L.A. on Spirit from Baltimore to shoot.
Oh, they definitely did. And no, first of all, no, they did not. No. I didn't know he was going to end it off with the Spirit line. Like, hold up. Don't play with me like that.
Wow.
No, they didn't. And to be honest with you, you would be surprised. Look, Zeus treated me very good. Very, very, very well. They don't play about that bag. That's they dope. Don't play about hospitality. That's they dope. Don't play about how I eat. They don't play about how I smoke. They don't play about none of that, okay?
When Noah was here, he said he loved you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lemmy was cool. Lemmy was cool. Yep. So
did you see Natalie Nunn when you was out there or no?
Absolutely no. She ain't got nothing to do with Zeus other than baddies. Please.
When did that air?
That is this Sunday, November 5th. Make sure y'all and
on the Lord's Day?
On the Lord's Day, yeah. Mm. But listen, speaking of the Lord, Jocelyn was very good. I ain't even going to give it to y'all.
Speaking of the Lord, Jocelyn.
Yeah, because she was a God. Y'all know she's a woman of God.
That's right.
That's what she says. She
a
always
woman
preaches.
Of guy
a woman
or God?
Of God. No, a woman of God. You know, that's she don't God. Put the D on the end. She's a woman
okay.
of God.
Okay.
And she actually behaved very well. And Charlamagne, you and I are going to watch this because you watched the whole season. How are you not going to watch the reunion?
I watched the episode.
You watched the whole season?
Yeah, I watched the
he
episode.
He watched the whole season.
I feel like I got the gist of the whole season in the one episode, though.
Yeah, and it is what it is. NLE Choppa's baby.
Today's his birthday, too.
Happy birthday, NLE Choppa. And a picture of his son recently popped up on social media. And who gonna tell him? Who does baby look like? Chris Brown.
Man, if you don't shut up.
All right. And that is just with the mess. And that is just with the mess. I ain't messing with you. And that is just with the mess.
This is a Chris Brown baby.
Nope.
This,
all right. Charlamagne, you got Donkey today coming up? Yo, she crazy.
Oh, my God, man.
We're going to need his baby mother come to the front of the congregation. All right, go ahead. Come on. We'll give it. We'll get the
donkey. I'll be born day at L.A. Chopper, man. We need a brother named Gabriel Luviano to come to the front of the congregation. He's from Florida. All right. He started his own a law enforcement division. We'll discuss.
And Elite Chopper going to FaceTime you in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. He going to FaceTime you. You crazy, Jess.
Mm-mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Donkey the Dance up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day.
When Charlemagne the God, I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
It ain't me, Duval. It's y'all. Okay, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 1st is going to Gabrielle Luviano. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Gabrielle Luviano. He's from Southwest Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? Say it with me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today is no exception. See, Gabrielle is in Southwest Florida impersonating law enforcement. And I can't stand folks who impersonate law enforcement. Even here in the tri-state area, especially in Jersey, you got these people who be riding around with the red and blue emergency lights. Envy, you told me once there's a way to tell if the emergency lights are actual law enforcement. What is it?
Or usually blue lights are firefighters. Those are the usually ones that they use when they fake it. But and then when it's red, it's usually police officers. So red and blue is police officers. Remember somebody tried to rob me like that? They tried to pull me over using one of those police lights?
So it's the red and blue. I thought it was a light in the middle, too. You said it's a...
Well, they spin, so when they spin, you don't know what's in the middle.
Yeah,
gotcha. Well, I don't know if Gabrielle was actually impersonating law enforcement or if Gabrielle was just looking for a good time. What do you mean, Charlamagne? You don't know if he was impersonating law enforcement or just looking for a good time? Let's go to NBC News 2 for the report, please.
Southwest Florida man is accused of impersonating a police officer, all because of his white Chevy truck outfitted with red and blue flashing lights, even has decals that make it look like a U.S. Border Patrol vehicle. But instead of saying Border Patrol, it says Booty Patrol.
Meet the man behind the Booty Patrol, Gabriel Lovano. He's the proud owner of this tricked out Chevy pickup truck.
I was just bored, you know, just to have fun, you know.
So far, it's just been fun and games for the 18-year-old from Bradenton. But after an event in Arcadia, he met a DeSoto County deputy who wasn't laughing.
So as soon as I pull out of the event, the cop pulls me over.
Deputy's writing him this ticket for improper display in his rims, including the prohibited red and blue lights. His fine, $113.
Lots of people like it. Some people hate it.
While this is his first ticket he's received, Gabriel says he doesn't plan on writing any fake ones. Reporting local in DeSoto County, Gage Golding, NBC 2.
Booty Patrol?
How can you not love Florida? Drop on the clues bombs for Florida.
Oh, my God.
The man Gabriel is riding around in a car he calls the Booty Patrol because he said it's the closest you could get to Border Patrol and still have to be in it. Gabriel, you a damn lie. You could have said Burger Patrol, Barber Patrol, Bingo Patrol, Basket Patrol, Banana Patrol. You chose Booty on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you was doing. Okay, Booty Patrol is very specific. All right, that actually would be an amazing TV show. Remember Reno 911? Remember that show used to come on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
That was about all the police officers.
That was funny.
They could do a partially scripted, like unscripted comedy series called Booty Patrol. Just hilarious. You got a good eye for talent. If you could do the casting for the Booty Patrol comedy series, who would star in it, Just Hilarious?
Dwight Howard.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Saucy Santana.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Newly recruited DJ Academics.
You gotta stop.
Or Wayne Brady, either one. You know.
Stop.
Wow.
Bobby Lights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can see that. That's all I got right now. That's all you got right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. I like that's a good casting.
Andrew Gillum. We can't leave
Girl,
out.
Stop right now.
Cut it out. I know. That was your friend. You know, I know that's your friend, but I'm sorry. Good TV.
I like that casting. That's a good round of applause. Good casting. If you're in the Booty Patrol, your uniform comes with assless chaps. All right? The same pants Prince used to wear. Cheeks just out. They got penis-shaped pistols. All right? When they hit the siren on the squad car, it sounds like this.
Don't put Lil Wayne in that. Like a cop car.
When they're in danger, they are trained to not shoot first and bust everywhere. We appreciate that. Instead, they are highly trained to pull out their long nightsticks and beat it up. They fully support the stop and frisk policy and will enforce it on you when need be. And the regular police motto is to protect and serve. The Booty Patrol motto comes from the great black philosopher John Shaft. What is their motto, Red?
It's my duty to please that booty.
That's right.
You sound like you would be a good director of this show. You got it all figured out.
I'm a director. You gonna cast.
You would be the captain.
Okay. And we both gonna EP. Please give Gabrielle Luviano the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Could you imagine the Booty Patrol behind you? You would get so nervous.
Right. Yo, if they pull up, if they only arrest from behind, if they only pull up from behind, it's crazy. Hold on.
I just got a text from the president of the Black Lives, the Fat Lives Matter community.
What are you saying?
He says the booty patrol is downstairs, Envy. They got a warrant for your arrest.
Oh.
They want you to come out with your face down and your ass up.
Oh, wow. That was so corny. Like, you really built the suspense up just
It was trash.
I thought we was in trouble. I thought I cursed. I thought something happened.
It was trash.
He may have fun with these booty stories.
Do you want to do a citizen's arrest, Charlamagne?
Yeah.
No. I do not want to do a citizen arrest. I want the booty patrol to come do their job. Okay.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with this place?
Doing their job for them.
All right. BT, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, BT.
Peace, BT.
Everybody else. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's so corny.
It's horrible. Guy called him today, said he was so funny on The Daily Show last night.
Yes.
And then he does this. I don't know. All right, anyway.
I thought it was hilarious.
Just Fix My Mess is up next. If you're having relationship problems or any type of problems, you need some advice, Jess is here to help you out. 800-585-1051. Just Fix My Mess. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Jess Hilarious is here, and it's time for Jess Fix My Mess. And we got Chris on the line. Chris, what up, Chris?
What's going on, Envy?
Now, Chris, it says, you got three baby mamas?
Yeah, man.
Good luck with your question, brother.
All right, so basically, just I got three baby mamas. You know, I do for my kids, do everything I'm supposed to do as a dad, but they still interfering with my marriage that I'm in right now. How I go about that?
How are they interfering with their marriage? Are you interfering with them?
I mean, no, not necessarily. I try to keep the conversation as minimal as possible, as long as it's concerning the kids, you know?
Okay, so you are faithful to your wife?
I am faithful to my wife. However, due to, you know, recent events from the past and me not being faithful, I guess, with my baby mama, they assume that the same situation applies with my current wife.
Yeah, oh, with your current... Oh, so you must... Oh, they must be used to running every wife away. They run everybody off.
Huh? Yeah, they run everybody off.
Okay, now, are they friends? Like, do they deal with each other? Is this like mama club? Or they don't like each other either?
No.
Okay, so this is I actually been in a situation. I was the girlfriend to a guy who had this situation going on, but ain't nobody run me off. I just left. You pretty much made this bed for yourself by dealing with all three of them, because it seemed like you didn't cut them off, and now that you do want to cut them off, their regular scheduled programming, they can't change how they've been operating, because you didn't nip it in the bud when you were moving on in other relationships. So,
I mean, I get that, but you know, my thing is this. Here it is now. We grown. I had my kids when I was 17. I'm 30 now. You see what I'm saying? So, after a certain point in time, you got to grow up and understand that things just gonna be what it is, right?
Yep. And I think as long as you keep 100% communication open and being honest with your wife about what happened and why your baby mamas are that way, you and your wife should be good.
I hope so.
She don't know them gal from Charleston, though.
No, definitely don't know.
You know this person?
Is that Geechee in their voice?
Oh.
He know from Charleston. I can hear that.
Yeah, I know one thing. I don't know what you sound like, but I know you don't sound no 30, sir. Are you sure?
Damn. Yeah.
Yes, he sounds very wise.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Now, Jamel.
Huh?
Hey, Jamel. Time for Fix My Mess.
You all right, Jamel? He said, huh?
Yeah, I'm all right.
He in trouble. What's going on?
What's your question for Jess, bro?
All right, listen up. I just want to. Who do you think I should take a girl on a first date? It was this list. It was a list out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It had all these different restaurants.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't take out a girl. What do you think I should take a girl out?
Well, how old are you, sir, first, so I can tell Jess?
I'm 26.
All right.
Jess. Hey, what the hell? Where are you from?
I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I know that's right. All right. Well, cool. I honestly feel like you should cook for her, because to be honest, first
date. I mean, she got to come to the crib. She might not feel comfortable to come to the crib, though. First date, come to the crib.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, listen, this is my thing, because I didn't see this thing on Facebook that you're talking about, but I did see outside of Chili's and Applebee's when I was over in Puerto Rico, and I know this is also in the States as well, that they have food that contains ingredients that will, like, make people get cancer and all types of other stuff. They actually have these signs outside of almost every restaurant now. Like, be careful. Okay. The food contains, we have some ingredients in our food here that contains chemicals and stuff that can promote cancer in bodies. So, yeah, right. I don't think you need to take your girl, take this girl nowhere. You can actually go take her to sit down at a sushi restaurant. I mean, that's like almost the cleanest way to eat, or you cook for. That's it. Get an Airbnb so it ain't your crib. Set it up real nice and cook for.
Thank you.
Yeah, you welcome. He ain't know what to say, because that's for real.
Maybe try bowling, bro. Try bowling.
Yeah, go bowling, yeah. But I'm serious. That's a real thing.
I seen that with the foods that cause cancer, but it seemed like every food was on it.
Every food. But they have to. But they now have to put that outside of their restaurants, because that is true.
They would never do that in America, because they know it would F up the money.
Absolutely.
They know it would mess up the money.
Wow. Well, 800.
You go in the store and everything would damn near have cause something cancer. On it that causes
or something that can cause cancer.
Yeah. Well, Puerto Rico is America, sadly. And that's right. Where it was at.
Well, Jess fixed my mess. 800-585-1051. Call Jess right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Help me. Tell me. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me.
Oh my God. I'm all up in your mess. I'ma fix it. Jess gonna fix your mess, because my advice is real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilaris is here, and it's time for Jess Fix My Mess. 800-585-1051. We have Anna on the line. Anna, you there?
Yes.
Hey, what's your question for Jess?
Okay, so for Jess, my question is, I was with my son's father before he even became my son's father. We were together when we was teenager. He is 4 years older than me, and he ended up going to jail for 8 years. I was riding it out with him, but I was also young, so I did live my life also, but always supporting him, being there for him. Mm-hmm. When he came home, we did get together, and which, you know, in hindsight, I'm like, I should have took my little time, but we got together, and he's been home now for 10 years, and he's cheated for the 10 years that he's been home. And I was giving him kind of like grace. I'm like, well, you've been locked up for 8 years. I know, you know, I was in a relationship while you was in there. So I thought he was getting it out of his system. But the last situation, like, he had a side chick, I found out, for a year and a half. She knew about me. She knew everything. And now he really wants to work it out. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's been 10 years. I thought you was going to change, and you haven't. And now you want to fight for your family. So I'm like, do I break my family up?
Do y'all have, how many kids do y'all have? You said y'all do have kids together?
Yeah, we only have one.
Okay, one kid. I think is no more there. I feel like once people finish playing and do whatever they doing, you know, they want something to fall back on. And of course, that would be you, because you were there since day one and you actually allowed him to get whatever out of his system. I think that was just something that you told yourself, because you felt guilty about getting in a relationship while he did his bit. But you were free. He was not. So had he been out, you know, maybe y'all would have been faithful to each other. Maybe it still would have ran its course the way that it did. I think you gave a lot to that relationship, and you don't owe anything. And honestly, neither does he. I think that it's just that he don't have no more running to do. So now he wants to settle down. But you have a lot more life to live. You do you want to be with him? Be honest with me. You that's the love of your life? That's the person you want to wake up with every day?
I'd be torn, because I'm just like, I do have love for him. I told him, I'm like, you know, I'm not in love with you. I do have love for you. And then I don't want to compare my situation to anybody, because everybody's household is totally different.
Yeah.
And sometimes I throw Charlamagne under the bus or anybody under the bus, but I'm like, you know, I've seen how he's changed. He had his little indiscretions and stuff, and, you know, he's now fully committed. He's stuff. So I'm like, am I trying to push that on him? Like, do I think that this is going to be his changing point?
Listen, Charlamagne also have money. And Charlamagne also, you know what I'm saying? Like,
money ain't
got
nothing to do with it.
No, I understand, but it's like, come on, don't let somebody else change in their life, you know, project on you. Like, no, because I just feel like, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's other things that kept her there, too, Charlamagne's wife. Other things.
I changed. what the thing that kept her the most is I grew and I evolved.
Oh, okay.
But I did that because I didn't want to lose my family.
You don't want to. Oh, okay.
I saw my father make those same mistakes, and I saw other men make those same mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And do you honestly, you're sitting here telling me I'm not in love with him. I didn't, but you do have hope. You have hope
that he will change.
Yes. That he will change. Well, in the meantime, until he does, like, he needs to work hard to do that. Absolutely. You've never made him,
like,
work
right
to
now,
do
this
it.
This is the first time that we ever did. Like, we just started counseling literally good. 4 weeks ago. We go two times. We do okay. two times a week, and we're being as transparent. Like, it's not like I'm giving him hope. Like, oh yes, this is what I want. I'm like, listen, okay. I want to see if we can work through this. He's okay. being more transparent. So okay. it's just a hard situation, well, but I do value the opinion.
Right. And if this is what you waited 10 years for, then you, or 10 years plus for, then I'm all for you making a decision to do that, if that's what you really want in your heart.
All right, Jeff.
Check back in. I'm serious. Girl. Check back in. Call me in a few weeks, girl, because I want to know what's going on.
I'm not damn sure will.
Thank you, boo.
Alrighty now. Ask Jess. 800-585-1051.
No, it's not. It's Jess fixed my mess.
Jess fixed my mess.
Jess fixed my mess. Oh, ask That's Jess.
But you got to ask Jess, too. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Jess. What are we talking about?
Oh.
Oh, and make sure you God. Subscribe to Jess Hilarious' podcast. No, this is important. If you like Jess Fix My Mess, you should subscribe to her podcast, The Carefully Reckless Podcast, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, because she goes in depth fixing mess. On her podcast.
In depth, yes, man. In depth. Not depth.
I go in depth, yeah, but he got the lisp, so they couldn't understand.
You go in depth. You go in
depth. You know what I mean. They ain't going in depth now. All right.
Yeah, Jess with the mess is next.
Yes, Jess with the mess is next. DJ Jazzy Jeff recalls Will Smith trying to cut his cast with butter knives.
The whole cast?
We'll be back. Yes, that's what I said. Cut the cast.
All right. Why would he want to cut somebody?
We'll find out when we come back.
We know how Will get down.
Jesus. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What are you saying?
We gonna talk about it.
No, he get Lord. No, no. This man.
He feeling himself?
Yeah, he feeling himself. He do one little daily show. Now he come every time. He feeling like Beyonce. Like, boy, when?
Oh, hush. You come here with Safari Fur on, and now all of a sudden you want to
ripping on Eddie B. <Right now.
laughs> Morning, it. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Let's get to Jess with the mess.
Yes.
This is the Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop. It's
Jess with the mess. And this is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference.
Okay. DJ Jazzy Jeff recalls Will Smith trying to cut his cast off with butter knives. So listen, we know that No. So that, all right. Damn, I was doing good all day.
You was reading so good all morning.
Yeah, no, I did still read this good, but it's a mix-up. No, they saying, like, I was told that it was his cast. Like, he had a cast, like, on his arm or his leg, and he tried to cut it off with a butter knife.
You thought it was the cast.
DJ Jazzy Jeff was about to come out with some stuff. Me like, too. I remember he tried to cut us with a butter knife.
Yeah, I thought you talking about Alfonso Ribeiro and Tatiana.
Yeah, all of them. I was going to say not.
Cast of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Both of his.
All right, never mind. It's not even that interesting no more. Okay. Damn. All right. We're going to move on. Kodak Black's lawyer weighs in on a beef with Ray J. Now, if you didn't hear about the beef between Ray J and Kodak Black recently, Kodak did an interview on Drink Champs, and he looked real high in the videos. Now, it's no secret. We know Kodak, he gets high a little or a lot, whatever, but that's his prerogative. Ray J posted a comment under the video claiming to be concerned about Kodak. He said that when he took him to the White House, the people weren't happy with his behavior there. He said Kodak needs help and that Nor shouldn't have put the interview out. Kodak responded, cursing Ray J out.
Nori.
Nor.
Okay.
Nori, man.
All right, Nori. You only say Nori when you say Noriega.
That is good. Because if it ain't no dots in it, it is Nor.
It's Nor.
If it's N-O-R-E, it's Nor.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So, Nori, but go ahead.
Nor.
Whatever. That's your homeboy. So you know. All right, yeah.
Baltimore.
So, Nor shouldn't have put the video out. And Kodak, he responded to Ray J. He cussed them out. He said that, look, yo, you can we can catch a fade. Ray J said that he would fight him in a charitable case. Mm-hmm. They went back and forth. It was just a lie. Anyway, now Kodak lawyer, he decided to release a long statement basically saying, like, yo, you ain't gonna come for my client. In a long statement, I'm gonna just read a little bit of the bullets. He said Kodak has been involved in a bunch of positive initiatives since he got out of jail.
True.
Ray J said, he said Ray J did invite Kodak Black to the White House for a fundraiser, another candidate. It had nothing to do with trying to support Kodak. The lawyer also claimed that he had already been setting up a one-on-one meeting for Kodak and the president before Ray J even invited him. So what is you talking about? And then he claimed Ray J was phony for trying to act like he was concerned about Kodak. But when Kodak really, really needed help the most, Ray J was nowhere to be found. He also named other people that really, really did help Kodak, and that was Fat Joe, Gucci Mane, Jess Hilarious, Lil Pump, Lil Yachty, Jake Paul, Fat Man Scoop, Vanilla Ice.
I don't believe
that. I don't believe Jess Hilarious.
I don't believe none of that list. Yeah. Let me see.
First of all,
other than Gucci Mane, I don't think I believe none of that list.
You can literally, it's Fat Joe, Gucci Mane, Jess Hilarious, Lil Pump, Lil Yachty, Jake Paul, Fat Man Scoop, Vanilla Ice. I would never get over how Vanilla Ice helped Kodak Black.
How did Vanilla Ice help?
And Wack 100.
And how did Jess Hilarious help?
No. We ain't talking about her. I'm trying to figure.
Rapping.
Sit down. Whatever. So, but I do agree with. I agree. I'm all for somebody trying to help out. You know, a black brother trying to help out another black brother. But I feel like Ray J could have left some things out of that comment that was so public.
I think you should have called him.
Yeah, you should have called him. Like, you cool with him. If you invited him to the White House with you, then you could have called him. Like, yo, look, I don't like the way you're looking at the interview or whatever. And it probably would have went over a little smoother.
He didn't have to say Kodak was acting up in the White House. And they didn't like his behavior in the White House.
Yeah.
He could have kept that this up.
Yeah, so.
Salute to my guy, Ray J. And salute to Kodak.
Yeah. Because Ray J means well, but at the same time, it was like, it seemed like a little, like, come on, don't do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Kaya and Sexy Red have beef. Now, this is no secret.
We've Kaya, my neck, my back.
Yeah, Kaya, my neck, my back. One thing Kaya will never do is hold back her opinion. Now, she's tired of being compared to, like, Sexy Red and Sukiyana. She was saying recently that Trina raised y'all. Not me. Trina raised y'all. Y'all, don't put that on me. And she quoted her lyrics, and she said, yes, I said my neck, my back, lick my, you know what I'm saying? I'm not out here doing that to these niggas. I'm not licking no crack and no back and all that. I'm not licking no, I'm not doing none of that. You letting niggas walk you like a dog. You know what I'm saying? And she's saying that. So Sexy Red had responded and called her a hater. And so Kaya had to read her for filth. Play it, Red.
We the people versus fugly, non-sexy, knocked up ass Red. There go the Red. Your ugly ass is being charged with not being ashamed of your goddamn self. Doing whole shit and being mad about it. Being a deadbeat mama, a deadbeat daddy, a deadbeat daughter, and a deadbeat young thugger looking like ass bitch. Skin looking like a wrinkled bed sheet. Attempting to come for a real queen. Being ugly didn't matter than a motherfucker. Looking like an old crumbled up stale ass backwood that ain't nobody buying. Take that shit back to the store. But ain't no reaper. Not being able to handle the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God, but ain't nobody helping you but the devil. Acting like you that bitch when you ain't shit. And it shows, bitch, don't want you, not knowing who your baby daddy is, sucking on bitch, toes at the same damn time, getting pissed and shit, trying to come for a real queen.
Jesus. Yeah, now, and that wasn't even half of it.
Now, okay. Kaya does have a point that she was telling men to lick her back. You know, she wasn't singing about licking backs, but I'm not with all the ass shaming. The ass, you're not. The toss salad eating.
You don't
shame.
Like that?
Don't toss salad shame people.
Why?
Because if they want to do that to men, let them do that to men, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Cause it's like they shame men when they do it too. Remember when Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi called us bottom feeders?
You know oh what I'm my saying? God! You don't remember. I would have never ever called y'all that.
Cardi and Megan called us bottom feeders. Don't shame people because they want to lick the back. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I also will say, you know, we get older and we start to see the world differently, and I understand that. But every generation has somebody who pushes the envelope further than the last generation.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, when Kaya, My Neck, My Back came out, people was listening to that, older people, when they was like, they was criticizing that song.
Of course.
The way folks are doing Sexy right now.
Mm-hmm. Of guaranteed. Course.
But I'm going to be completely honest. I disagree with her when she said, Trina raised y'all. Trina ain't never really, Trina. I just feel like all of this is so different. Like
it's
the,
not.
The Sexy Red, the Sukiyana, the Ice Spice. Nope. I feel like that is different. It's way more, like you just said, they pushed the envelope much further than the last generation.
You forget Kim's verses sometimes?
Because that's
I used to put or the,
yeah, but that's only in her music. I was just fussing at this nigga about this last week. Listen, I know in the music that's how she portrayed herself in the music. You ain't see her. Oh my God.
We had social media back then. We don't know what they were doing.
No. Y'all knew. Y'all was up in the rooms.
It's just like basketball. It's just like athletes, right? Like every athlete is like the thing for their generation. Like LeBron wouldn't have existed in the 80s because times are different. People evolved. Mm-hmm. The way Steph Curry would, all of that's different now. You know what I mean? So it's just like the same thing with these artists. For their generation, they were the risque artists. Trina was considered the Sexy Red of her generation.
Yo, who is promoting STIs and STDs? Who is coming out? Who is saying it? Like, they freaking promoting. Who?
Foxy Brown had a lyric like that. She said it was something about, it was on I Shot You. Raw dog, disease infested. Y'all don't remember that?
She wasn't saying she was.
Yeah, she didn't say she had.
Yeah, Sexy Red said, yes, I am the queen of STIs.
What the hell is an STI?
A sexually transmitted infection.
Oh.
She said, I don't have no STDs, but STIs, queen of them.
Yes, that's a little crazy.
Yeah. I don't remember what the lyric, I just remember Foxy saying raw dog something disease.
Yeah, but if she wasn't talking about her, she was talking about other
people.
Yeah,
that's it.
All right, well, you that sure is.
About
that?
Yes, I am.
And that is Jess with the mess.
Cut it out.
All right. Now we got a salute to our producer, Eddie. Today is Eddie's birthday. It's his born day.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Eddie. He's a huge Eagles fan. He's from Philly.
Hey.
Whenever you hear anything not right on Breakfast Club, it's his fault.
It's definitely Eddie's fault.
Anything production wise that ain't right, it's Eddie's fault.
Absolutely.
Always remember that.
So salute to Eddie. Happy birthday, brother. We got green and white balloons for him today for his Eagles.
I know. That's right.
I'm not chipping in on that.
Why? Because they're green and white?
Because they're the Eagles. I have nothing to do with that.
Well, that's how I felt about your Cowboys. Nah, anybody that wears anything about Cowboys. Any jersey, any hat, anything with a star on it. But anyway. All right. People's Choice Mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Again, salute to all the parents out there. I know you, some of you are tired. You got a long day today. You were out and about last night with the kids, Halloween, trick-or-treating. But now, you need your rest, and I understand it because I need mine. But Charlamagne, you got the Daily Show tonight?
I do have the Daily Show tonight, 11 o'clock on Comedy Central. Former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, will be my guest tonight. So tune in. And Jess, you'll be in Detroit coming up soon, right?
I'll be in Detroit next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Comedy Club Punchline. We got 6 shows, Desi and I, that is my brother. And then immediately after, I'm flying from Detroit to Atlanta, to Atlanta Comedy Theater Underground. I'm doing a live Reckless Discussion show. Me, hey. London, Prince, and Lil Baby Father Rome. We're going to be doing our very first live Reckless Discussion show. We're kicking it off in Atlanta. And then Saturday is Co-Parenting Therapy. Me and Rome are doing our very first live Co-Parenting Therapy show.
Okay.
Wow. So Atlanta, y'all in for a good treat. Y'all need to get y'all tickets. That's November 10th, 11th. For those live shows, get your tickets.
That's a residency.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I see that.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. We got somebody on the line, Charlamagne.
Yes, we do. Is this Tyra Johnson?
This is she.
Good morning, Tyra. This is Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy. Jess Hilarious is here as well.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, hey, girl. Let me make sure this is the right person. This is Tyra from Lake Park, Georgia, right?
Correct.
You love to bake. You want to open up a bake shop in the future?
Yes, I do. I really do.
For right now, you do Instacart gig work. You got 2 kids, 14 and 5.
That's correct.
Your 5-year-old is autistic?
Yes, he is.
And you love the Breakfast Club and the relationship between myself and DJ Envy?
Yes, I do love the relationship between y'all two.
Thank you, thank you. Well, listen, I just want to tell you that we are taking care of your Amazon wish list, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yes, everything that's on your Amazon wish list, we are going to take care of, courtesy of the Breakfast Club and our good friends at Amazon. And we hope you have an amazing holiday season, man. You hug those little kids for us, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, Tyra, hold on. Make sure you log on to BreakfastClubOnline.com and register for your chance to have your wish list granted by the Breakfast Club and Amazon.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Jess, you back tomorrow?
I am, and the day after that.
Yeah, Jess going to be here for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
She decided to not be busy and, you know, come kick it with her people for a little while.
Yeah, that's dope. You know.
All right, well, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do have a positive note, man. I just want to tell everybody out there to have faith, man. You got to trust and you got to believe, okay? What's meant for you has a funny way of finding you at the right moment when you're most ready. The thing is, you won't always know if you're ready, and everything may unfold unexpectedly, and this is where leaps of faith come into play. So just trust and believe. That's the moral of the story, man. Have a great day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.